ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th canto chapter 2 entitled Prayers by the Demigods, text 26. Satya vratam satya param trisatyam, satya sya yonim nihitam cha satye, satya sya satyam rita satya netram, satyatmakam tvam sharanam prapanna. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The demigods prayed, O Lord, you never deviate from your vow, which is always perfect, because whatever you decide is perfectly correct and cannot be stopped by anyone. Being present in the three phases of cosmic manifestation, creation, maintenance, and annihilation, you are the supreme truth. Indeed, unless one is completely truthful, one cannot achieve your favor, which therefore cannot be achieved by hypocrites. You are the active principle, the real truth, in all the ingredients of creation, and therefore you are known as Antaryami, the inner force. You are equal to everyone, and your instructions apply for everyone, for all time. You are the beginning of all truth. Therefore, offering our obeisances, we surrender unto you. Kindly give us protection. Purport is very long. We will read first part of it, and mostly it will go for 4 days. Because it's a very, very deep prayer, the first prayer of the demigods. As they come to know the Supreme Lord has taken shelter in the womb of Mother Devaki. The demigods or devotees know perfectly well that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the true substance, whether within this material world or in the spiritual world. Srimad Bhagavatam begins therefore with the words, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Satyam Param Dhimahi. Vasudeva, Krishna, is the Param Satyam, the Supreme Truth. The Supreme Truth can be approached or understood by the Supreme Method as declared by the Supreme Truth. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yaschasmi tatvatah. Bhakti, devotion service, is the only way to understand the Absolute Truth. For protection, therefore, the demigods surrender to the Supreme Truth, not to the relative truth. There are persons who worship various demigods, but the Supreme Truth Krishna declares in the Bhagavad Gita 7.23, Antavattu phalam tesham tad bhavati alpamedhasam. Men of small intelligence worship the demigods, and their fruits are limited and temporary. Worship of the demigods may be useful for a limited time, but the result is antavat, perishable. This material world is impermanent, the demigods are impermanent, and the benedictions derived from the demigods are also impermanent. Whereas, the living entity is eternal, nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam. Every living entity, therefore, must search for eternal happiness not temporary happiness. The words Satyam Param Dhimahi indicate that one should search for the absolute truth, not the relative truth. While offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Nrsingadev, Prahlad Maharaj said, Balasya Neha Sharanam Pitarau Nrsingha Nartasya Chagadam Udan Vatimajyato Nau. Generally, it is understood that the protectors of a child are his parents. But this is not actually the fact. The real protector is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Taptasya tat pratividhir ya ihanjas says thus tavad vibho tanubhritam tvad upekshitanam. Bhagavad 7.9.19. If neglected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a child, despite the presence of his parents, will suffer. And a diseased person, despite all medical help, will die. In this material world, where there is a struggle for existence, men have invented many, many means for protection. But these are useless if the Supreme Personality of Godhead rejects them. Therefore, the demigods purposefully say, Satyatmakam Tvam Sharanam Prapannaha. Real protection can be obtained from you, O Lord, and therefore we surrender unto you. The Lord demands that one surrender unto Him. Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Raja. And He further says, Sakradeva Prapanno Yas Tavasmi Iti Cha Yachate Abhayam Sarvada Tasmai Tadam Yetat Vratam Mama. If one surrenders to me sincerely, saying, My Lord, from this day I am fully surrendered to you, I always give him protection. That is my vow. Ramayan Yuddha Kanda 1833. The demigods offered their prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he had now appeared in the womb of his devotee Devaki to protect all the devotees harassed by Kamsa and his lieutenants. Thus the Lord acts as Satyavrata. The protection given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be compared to the protection given by the demigods. It is said that Ravana was a great devotee of Lord Shiva, but when Lord Ramchandra went to kill him, Lord Shiva could not give him protection. When I was in college, I had come across a nice cartoon in a magazine. There were two pictures in this cartoon, and the first picture showed there's a lot of heavy storm, lightning, thunderbolt, and heavy rains, and there are a lot of people standing under shelter, like a shade in front of a shop. And there is a huge pillar, telephone or whatever, electric pillar or something. And on the other side, there is a place is empty. And the first picture showed heavy lightning strikes on the other side of the street, and everything is turned to ashes there. So one man who is standing under the shade runs and stands in that place, right exactly at that place across the street, because he knows lightning never strikes at the same place again. So he goes and stands there. Everyone is on this side. Only he, very smartly, goes and stands there. And the next picture shows the lightning strikes on this side of the street and hits the base of the pillar, and the pillar falls on his head and he dies. Lesson of the story. you can't, you know, if Krishna mare Krishna rakhe ke, rakhe Krishna mare ke, of course, that's not the title. This is, if you have to die, no one can protect you. So in this beautiful verse, the devatas headed by Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Narada, and all the Kumaras, everyone, practically everyone, have appeared within the prison house of Kamsa to offer their genuine, heartfelt prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Amazingly and inconceivably residing within the womb of Devaki. Within the Lord's womb, not the womb, within his belly, the whole universe is there. That's why Satyavrat Muni offers his prayers to the Lord. Namaste stu dhamne spuraddeepti dhamne tvadiya udarayatha vishvasya dhamne. My Lord, you contain the whole creation, whole cosmic manifestation within you. And you are within the womb of Devaki. And Devaki is within this creation. And this creation is within Krishna, and Krishna is within the womb of Devaki. Makes perfect sense, isn't it? Absolutely logical, scientific. Just can't. Rationally, it just doesn't make sense. That's why Vasudeva is shocked and surprised and offers beautiful prayers. Knowing this inconceivable power and potency of the Lord, even the powerful demigods who are really unimaginably powerful within this creation, they are all taking such a humble position. Jnanavastita tadgatena manasa pashyandiyam yogino yasyantam navidu sura asuragana devaya tasmai namaha. Actually, all the devatas, 24 hours a day, are offering their humble, respectful prayers to the Supreme Lord. This chapter is entitled Prayers by the Demigods. And therefore, I thought I should speak something about prayers. Because by the transcendental arrangement, His Grace Gaur Gopal Prabhu put me in a situation I had to desperately pray to give me some good intelligence. He was supposed to speak today. And last night I came very late. I just lie down and suddenly phone call comes. I said, who will ring up at this time? I said, Prabhuji, class dena hai kal aapko. De sakte. I said, I'll lose my sleep. Let me go to sleep first. Tomorrow I'll tell you. And then I have a rule that I never see the purport anything before japa. Because before japa, if I read anything, I know my japa will be a planning session for whatever I speak. So I didn't see, I didn't touch, I didn't ask him. And then after that I said, let's. And I said, yeah, praying. Because very prayerfully I said, Lord, let's see what. And they said, prayers of the demigods. So I was thinking, truly, prayer is such a wonderful thing. What actually is a prayer? Prayer basically means an earnest entreaty. That's a dictionary definition. An earnest request or humbling request that is made by someone very, very powerful above you. It could be to anyone. And if we see the whole Bhagavatam, there is a substantial amount of Bhagavatam dedicated to prayers. So many prayers. Right here, prayers of the demigods. You know. And throughout, prayers of Prahlad Maharaj to Lord Narsingadev. Prayers of the residents of Jambudvipa. Prayers of Dhruva Maharaj when he sees the Lord. Prayers of Kunti Devi. Prayers of Bhishma Dev to Lord Krishna. Right in the first canto. So many prayers. So, I was just trying to think, what are the different elements of a prayer? In fact, prayer itself indicates that you take a very humble position. Unless we are humble, humble ourselves, there's no question of praying. Because if you pray, you have to pray to Uparwala. You don't pray to Nichewala. Right? You don't look down and pray, my Lord. You may look down in humility, but you pray to someone who is up there, you know. Or even if the deity is very small and you may be very tall, but still you actually look at the feet of the deity. That means you're actually humbling yourself. I want to be like there. What is that? Like a dust on your lotus feet, whatever. That's the conscious. At least the consciousness should be lower. You may be flying in the aeroplane and then praying to the temple downstairs. When the plane starts, you know, going completely. So you may say that, how can I pray? The Lord is down there, I'm up there, 37,000 feet above. But still, heart is, you know, actually the consciousness is completely taking shelter. So the consciousness, only a humble person can genuinely pray. Because it's basically begging. Praying is begging. So the first part of a prayer is praising the person whom we are praying to. Obviously, that's why we are going to such a person. Because he's great. Like Tejas Prabhu would say, he didn't understand anything of Prabhupada's Hindi lecture. But one thing was very strong in his heart, what he heard. Bhagwan Mahan hai, hum tuchhe. And the way Prabhupada said, tuchhe, immediately he came to know. It must be really insignificant. Really, tuchhe. Completely. He said, I understood that much. So, the first thing is, you go in front of a person who is great, and you feel yourself very, very lowly, then it's very natural to actually pray. And the first part of the prayer is praising the name, the form, the qualities, especially the quality and the activities. Even the Supreme Lord, when he came as Vaman Dev, and when he went in front of Bali Maharaj, the first thing Vaman Dev did was to praise Bali. Oh, your great grandfathers, such powerful warriors. You people are known for this magnanimity and that and this. He showed how to really beg. When the Lord becomes a beggar, he does perfectly. He's a perfect, everything he does perfectly. When he becomes a devotee, perfect devotee. He showed how to beg and successfully begged. Squeezed everything. Got full mercy in that sense. That successful begging. The person is inspired to give everything. No beggar can successfully do that. beg someone and someone feels so inspired by his begging that yele yele should be lele. take this. I am also becoming, I will become your servant for the rest of eternity. Have anyone ever said like this to the beggar? But when Vamandev begged, he was superly successful. Absolutely everything spontaneously this person gave. He knew how exactly to do it. So the first thing is that praise. We find in Kunti Devi's prayer, she begins not with a list of sorrows. Generally began, Prabhu, aa gaya main aapke da. Hey, pura list leke aaya. The first thing is, proper mood should be created, then he's in a mood to give. So the first thing is to praise the Lord. Namaste purusham tvadyam, ishvara prakriti param, alaksham sarvabhutanam, antar bahir avasthitam. Generally, when people go to some political figures and all that, they, what do you call, buttering, exaggerated things. Exaggeration. Immediately that person, kya chahiye baba, kya chahiye? When a policeman catches, you know, a person on the, you know, street, suddenly this person comes out, in a suddenly, he can understand why he's doing it. He's caught on the wrong foot and now therefore he's trying to do that. But here, every word that Kunti Devi is saying is actually fact, truthful. Namaste purusham tu adyam. You are the purusha. You are the really, real enjoyer. Only enjoyer. And you are a person. Namaste purusham tu adyam. And original. Same, something like this. What a beautiful prayer. Satya vratam satya param trisatyam satya se yonim nihicham ta satya satya se satyam vrata satya netram satyatmakam. Just speaking it is so sweet and so wonderful. Composition itself. You know, just like padam padam pad param, you know, just moving like that. Even phrasing it so sweet. So, namaste purusham tu adyam ishvara prakritehe param. You're the controller. There are many other controllers. They think they are controllers. But they are all controlled by the three modes of nature. All are controlled, more or less. Everyone. Everyone who is praying here is all controlled by the modes of nature. But you are the only controller, prakritehe param. Completely under control. You have everything under your control. Not a blade of grass can move without a sanction. That is really, that's only one person. Nobody else. Ishwaraha prakritehe param. Alaksham sarvabhutanam. And because you are completely spiritual, as Prabhupada also writes here, unless you are on a particular platform, qualified, you can't see. Even to see some big personality here, you have to have some qualification, some recommendation, some contact, some influence. Nobody can immediately go barge in. Or to speak of the Supreme Lord. But antar bahir avasitam, you are everywhere. Bahir Narsingha, Hriday Narsingha. Everywhere, antar bahir. You are situated everywhere. No one can see you unless they are qualified. Maya javanika channam, agnya adhokshajam avyayam, nalakshase moodhadrusha, nato natya dhuroyatha. In this way, the first thing that Kunti Devi does is actually glorify the Lord. Why I am coming to you only? Why I am not going to other people of this world? Because what can they give? They themselves are beggars. One fellow decided to actually go to the best person in the village. So he found out, who is the greatest person in the village? Hey, panchayat wali lo. Sab log unke paas jaate. Chalo, he went to that panchayat. And then he found that panchayat fellow, once in a month, he takes all the files and goes elsewhere. किधर आप किधर जाते हैं? रिपोर्ट देना पड़ता है रजिस्टर ऑफिस में उधर टाउन में. अच्छा, सो समबडी इज हायर देन टू रिपोर्ट. या इवन टू दैट पर्सन ही सेड आई वांट टू बिकम योर सर्वेंट. फर्स्ट ही बिकेम द सर्वेंट ऑफ पंचायत फॉर वन मंथ एंड ही सॉ दिस फेलो गो समवेयर एल्स. देन ही वेंट देयर इन द टाउन ही बिकेम सर्वेंट ऑफ दैट फेलो. That fellow says, I have to report in the main city, you know, capital. I have to go. So, oh, you are not the greatest then. I'll go to that person. I want to be the servant of the greatest. And that fellow went to the king, who's like the emperor. I said, oh, everyone reports to him? Yes. He doesn't have to report to anyone? Nothing. Achha. I want to be the serving. So I want to be serving this person. And then he found that the king, the emperor, every morning would disappear somewhere. He said, where does he go? Immediately after his morning duties, he would get dressed up and go. And then he went and peeped inside. It was in a temple. There's a big temple that he had. And there, falling fat, kneeling down, he was imploring the Lord, please give me the good intelligence and the strength to do my duties properly. He said, who's that? He said, he is the Supreme Lord. Is there someone higher than? No one. Okay, now I've got my answer. Hari Bol. I will serve only him. So, full knowledge. If you want to anyway do pray, why pray to someone who himself is dependent on someone else for what he is giving? As Prabhupada writes here in the purport, we are praying to demigods, but we, the demigods and their benedictions and their abode, everything is going to be finished. Everything is tottering. Why take shelter of someone who is trying to give something who himself is insecure and not sure about what can be. How can he give protection? How can he give full shelter? Abhaya Pradhan. Right? As Lord Ram tells, Abhayam Sarvada Tasmai Dadami Etad Vratam Mama Satya Vratam. He said, Abhayam. Absolutely. If I give you shelter, people generally go to someone higher authority for shelter from, you know, some other source of misery, in terms of poverty, in terms of suffering, in terms of violence, in terms of whatever it is. You go to some authority, and once you approach that authority, you know for sure that this person is going to give me protection. But then, if you find that fellow is also scared of some other fellow, then you don't feel full satisfaction and true fearlessness. So many may give abhay, but they themselves are bhayam. Bhayam dvitiya abhinivesatasyad. The bhaya is there everywhere. And therefore, only this person, so therefore full knowledge of whom to approach. Therefore, the first part of the prayer is praise. Praising. Why I have come to you? I am not a fool. Only intelligent. Sumedhasa yajantihi. Only intelligent people in Kali Yuga will take shelter. Who, in other words, whoever takes shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead alone, Ananya, is considered the most intelligent person. Why? Because he doesn't have to go to 10 different places for protection from 10 different things. In this material world, just like Bhagavad Gita also says, for washing, you have to go to one well. In the village, there's no water source. Water body is, you know, wells. So there are different wells. One well or different kunda. One is for washing clothes. One is for using after evacuation and etc. One is for drinking. One is for other. So there are so many wells. But if you go to the river, because it's a flowing body, you can use it for everything. All in one. Similarly, when you go to the Lord, you don't have to go to anyone else for anything else. And therefore, this he is considered the most intelligent person. He knows where is the two. You know what do you in shopping they call in under one roof you get everything. Who doesn't want that? Under one roof. Once you enter this, you don't want to go elsewhere. Everything is available under one roof. That is Krishna. All your desires is fulfilled here. So that is the praising part. The second part is thanksgiving. Appreciating our gratitude for what we have already received from him. Like Prahlad Maharaj, when Lord Narsingadeva appears, he says, "My Lord, I was drowning in this ocean of material existence, but you sent your representative, Narada, who picked me up from this filthy place and placed me in the most exalted position at the lotus feet of yours. How can I ever give up service to that personality?" So thanksgiving, genuinely, that means acknowledging with gratitude what we have actually received. You have to actually speak it out. The more we speak, we become conscious. If you don't speak, if you don't remember, kritagna and kritagya. Krita means whatever is done. Gya means to remember. Kritagya. And that's what is, in Hindi, that's what is called for gratitude. Kritagya. Whatever is done to him by someone, he remembers. And kritagna is to not acknowledge. Forget about acknowledging, but blaming and, you know, complaining. So, that is the second part. The third is submission of humility and forgiveness. Fully understanding our shortcomings, our limitations, our faults, and therefore, literally standing naked before the Lord. "My Lord, I can hide my actual intention and motivations from the whole world. In fact, sometimes I also don't know what my intentions and motivations are. Because over influenced by situation, I act against my own interest many a times. Because I am conditioned. And I see things, though I think I see things properly, but I see from my conditioned specs through the three modes of nature. And therefore, sometimes I act which is not for my, neither for my interest nor for the interest of others for whom I act. And therefore, just like Radha Govind Maharaj was very nicely giving an example, he said, when a newborn child, when the child dirties itself, passing stool and urine, it just starts crying. Or when it is hungry. Because it knows he can't untie the diaper. He is not so dexterous. Can't do it. It's dirty and I don't know how to clean myself. I'm hungry. I can't get up and walk. I don't know what to eat. I can't open the fridge. Whatever. I can't go on the stove and boil it and take it. Crying. And immediately the mother perfectly knows whether it is lack of sleep, lack of food, or because the diaper is wet or dirty. So immediately she does the cleansing. Mam ekam sharanam raja. Aham tvam sarupapebhyo mukshesha. Full contamination inside. "My Lord, it is dirty inside. I can't clean it. I did maha cleaning outside. I don't know how to do inside." You know. And this, millions of diapers in the form of bodies I have got, still I am not able to clean. You know, and I am not able to open up and cleanse. And therefore, meri dori tere haath. Din bandhu dina naath. So, submitting out of humility and begging forgiveness for our faults and whatever lacuna we have. And finally, the main business. Actually, it's not the main business, it's one of the things, and that is requesting. Ah, vikam ki baat. The reason why I came to you, my Lord, is... Where is my list? By the way, I hope you are happy and satisfied. Shall I begin? Will you take down notes? Fully register? So then you put out your request. Of course, these requests, who else will you go to? Truly speaking, for whatever it is, you are going to go to the same person. My Lord, actually you know what I want. I don't have to write the list. You know the list in my heart. If paper was not enough, I have not written. But you know, millions of things are there in my heart. But the best thing is to say, I am fool number one. I don't know what is best for me. My wants are unlimited. Please give me what I need. This would be the best prayer. Therefore, in bhakti, one of the beginning items is reciting notable prayers in front of the Lord. Standard prayers. We don't know what to pray. We may pray something and end up having more problem than before. ऐसा क्यों किया भगवान? अरे तूने पूछा? पर ये नहीं चाहता था अभी. बोला तो तूने ये लिस्ट देखना. But I thought the consequence will be that you didn't tell me. You told me I want this and this. You asked for a car, but you didn't say pay me money for petrol. Every year, you know, 9 times in 2 years it's increasing, 3 rupees. More. Mujhe kya maana? Itta bada gaadi de diya. Ye diesel wala bhi nahi, petrol wala hai. Main kya karu? Tujhe poocha, maine diya. To puchna tha. That means you have to ask for petrol and that for money, regular money to come. So these desires are very complicated. We don't know what to ask. Therefore, first, initially we are told, don't unnecessarily pray for too many things. Just recite notable prayers. Samsara dava. Be convinced of what you are praying. You feel the world is so good. How can you chant with intense samsara dava na lali dhaloka? By the way, I want to stay here only. Samsara dava. So nice, it is cooling. But you are saying samsara dava na. Because none of us are convinced that this world is after all so bad. It's not so bad. Acha hai. So therefore, we should try first to chant standard prayers. We don't know what to pray also. Therefore, the prayers are given. And these are the prayers. And there are so many prayers. There are so many prayers. Vidyarthi labhate vidyam, dharanarthi labhate. So many prayers all over in the Vedas. Bhagavatam gives the best prayers. The best prayers. Where the devotees of the Lord are asking for nothing other than what is truly the need of the soul, which will eventually and automatically satisfy every aspect of our wants. That we must be convinced first of all. And therefore, the notable prayers. What to pray for? Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim kavitamva. Jagadisha kamaye. Mama janmani janmani ishware bhavatad. Bhakti rahai tu kitvai. So these are the different aspects of a prayer. That we praise the Lord. And then we actually gratefully acknowledge all that He has done. When I was in the hospital, it was a Church of South India Hospital, CSI Hospital. And in that hospital, they had a small chapel so that the patients could go and say, you know, sit there. So when I was admitted, many months actually, there for almost like 10 to 11 months, I was better than a new doctor. Old patient is always better than a new doctor. I would give prescriptions to the new patients. Ye le lo. No, they are telling 10 bottles of dextrose. Char is enough. If required, you buy. And exactly after 4, you would get discharged. Aap yahan ke doctor hai kya? Nahi, nahi. Purana patient. So I would go and sit in the church, and I remember one particular prayer. Something. When you're lonely, thinking all is lost. When you're in gloom, thinking everything is lost. And at that time he says, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. So many times we are only focusing on what we don't have. Focus on what you have. Focus that we have got a human life. There are 84 lakh different other choices. Imagine by chance if the choice was you picked up one number and it was cockroach. Cockroach choice. You know, they turn it and say, pick up anything you want. And suddenly it comes out, you know. Anopheles mosquito, whatever. It could be anything. But the choice is, we got a human life. And that too in India. That's not very great nowadays. But if you have come to Krishna consciousness, oh, how fortunate. It's like a tortoise coming from the ocean, and there is only in the whole of this Pacific Ocean, there's one log of wood. And that log of wood has a hole in it. And in the whole Pacific, somewhere, anywhere, there is a tortoise. And there is one log of wood floating. What is the chance? From down the ocean, the tortoise comes up and right inside the hole in the log. First of all, you know, the log is going all around. The tortoise is also going all around. The whole Pacific Ocean. What chance is there? Absolutely no chance from the probability curve. So the improbable has happened. But unfortunately, we don't see that. Lottery lag gaya hai. You got a human form in that, in India. And even in that, Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagyavana Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasadepaye Bhakti Lata Beej, even that has come. And you have got the password to go back home, back to God, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Golo Kera Premadhana Harinam Sankirtan. Still, haath dard ho raha hai, kabhi tak thik hai. Kamar dard kab jayega, Prabhu? So many things. If we can only focus on the positive then, and realize what these negatives are, that's why hearing is very important. Keep on hearing. Hearing what you have, hearing what we have received. Then only probably we can, then we can easily tolerate the negatives. It's nothing. It's nothing. The price is nothing compared to the product that we are getting. Where was I actually? I know. Huh? Request, yeah. Sorry. So when we request, yeah, there are three types of prayers actually. The first type of prayer to begin with, very safe prayer, is already given by the acharyas. Notable prayers. First of all, the morning prayer, samsara davanal. Appreciate what you have been given. You have been picked up. You have been given a facility. You have given a process. What we have received. The Brahma Samhita prayer, this prayer, that prayer. So many prayers. Especially from the Bhagavatam. It's very nice to just memorize these verses. Even if not spoken with, still if you go in front of the Lord and recite, even though you don't know what you're praying, still Krishna says, hey, bichara, he's just heard from some senior and is repeating. Even though he doesn't mean it. He wants something else, I know. But he's telling, na dhanam, na janam, and inside he's telling, Krishna, don't take it so seriously. yesterday what I told about what I want, you know, promotion and that. Remember, but Guru has told, don't. Na dhanam, na janam. So, still Krishna knows. But still, he's telling, mere bhakt ka sunke dohra raha hai. Good. He's humbling himself. He knows that nonsense. Still, he is sincerely trying to repeat what he has heard, which is supposed to be good for him. And therefore, theek hai, chalo, I understand. And he gives it in such a way, it's amazing thing. He actually gives it in such a way, he gives you, see, Dhruva went with an intense desire to enjoy a better kingdom. But first the Lord gave him such thing, he was fully satisfied, and then he gave him what he had come for. Now, no, I don't want anything. No, you came for it, I know. You came for it, isn't it? 36,000 celestial years you are going to rule this world. And then you're going to get the Dhruva Loka. Oh, I don't want that now. It is a piece of glass. I know, I now got a diamond. That's all right. But you originally came for it. You performed severe austerity. Therefore, I'm not going to give you. And at that time, Dhruva comes back, tremendous remorse. Kya mangne? Wo jo manga hai, usko handle karne mein gaya 36,000 saal. Later we will repent. If you ask something now, later, that's why Bhurijan Prabhu was very nicely telling. Sometimes we look around and pray, I wish, how I wish I was a little fair. How I wish I had hair. Curly hair. Straight hair. Sometimes, you know, curly people make it straight. Straight people make it curly. Those who have, take it out. Those who don't have, try to, you know, graft. So many desires just on the hair. And the nails, which are, you know, dead extra things hanging around. What to speak of other things which are highly connected and alive. So many things. So sometimes we may, today I think my mind is going spontaneous, so I don't know where I am going. So these kind of desires are there, and we may end up asking for something. So the first thing is notable prayer, where we just repeat. The second type of prayer is also, it's not mechanical. You just go in front of the Lord. Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami, and then you go. No, but still, you actually go. It's a personal relationship. It's actually a personal relationship. We can open our heart to the Lord. No problem. We can stand in front of the Lord and pray. Look at the Lord. Just, Krishna, I just came to see you. Thank you so much for being grateful for my eyes that I can see you. There are so many who can't even see you. At least I can see you. At least you've given me the opportunity to come again. Be here in the association of such wonderful devotees. So many benedictions we have been given. Yeah, this is the point. When we think of so many, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. How can we not be grateful? How can we ever complain for what we don't have, which is anyway problematic? So therefore, another aspect of prayer is personal prayer. Personal prayer. Just stand and thank you so much, Krishna. You're looking so beautiful today. I like this. I like this part. Haribol. And by the way, then you may say also, I feel like this, I feel like this. I know I feel so bad about it to be asking you like this. But please, you know, immediately fulfill, but remove that desire in due course. Abhi de do, bo thoda. Just like Gajendra, you know. Pahle isko nikalo, afterwards I will ask you. That is why Rupa Goswami says, Anya abhilashita shunyam. Not anya abhilasha shunyam. Anya abhilasha shunyam is no desire. But anya abhilashita means sometimes when there is a thorn gone inside, Krishna, please remove it. It's spontaneous. You are suffering and suddenly you pray, I don't want this, please. It's too much for me. But actually, in your heart, you feel na dhanam na janam na sundari. That's our... It stays for some time. It comes for some time. A wave of desire comes. And then after some time, they say, you know, I didn't mean it, but you know, like at that moment, it just came out. It's a fact. When you go through some suffering, artha, jigyasu, artharthi, that nature is still there and suddenly it may come out. But Krishna won't take it seriously because he understands. Suddenly he's asking, just namesake, but actually his heart is this. How is that shown? How is that shown? That is shown by a life of prayer. A life, our life should become a prayer. Actually, that is Kirtaniya Sadahari. The third prayer is chanting the holy name. Holy name is actually all the prayer included. It's praising the Lord. Hare Krishna. Krishna, you're so great. You're all attractive. You're reservoir of all pleasure. Hari Bol, wonderful. That's praise. And simultaneously, it is also thanksgiving. With tears in eyes, Krishna, I was fallen and you give me the rope to actually, you know, pull me up. What is that rope? The rope of the holy name in parampara. So cling on to it. My God, what a gift. I was drowning and you threw this rope of the holy name from Golok, right from Golok. If I just hold on, actually I can be delivered. Thank you so much for this jewel. Harinam Chintamani. What a jewel you have given me. What is that? Trinakritya Jagat Sarvam Rajate Sakalaparam Chidanandamayam Shuddham Harinamaiva Kevalam. Haridas Thakur, when he was relishing the holy name, he say, you know, even Mayadevi personify, he's not attracted. Param Drishtvani Vartate. How great grateful we should be for all the great acharyas who have struggled to give us the jewel already. We don't need to look for a piece of glasses. That's what we were looking for before we became aware of what's of real wealth. And so therefore, truly, just see, and what is gratitude? Real expression of gratitude is, don't take the gift lightly. Don't callously throw it off. Don't neglect it. Take full advantage. You know, chant with all feelings. Chant with gratitude. So automatically the holy name is the best thanksgiving. Thank you, Krishna, for giving the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We chant that. So it is a praise. It is actually thanksgiving. It is also submission of humility and forgiveness. And also requesting. How does it request? We are begging. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya. Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinnatma Nama. Please give me taste for the holy name. Syat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sitapi. It is so sweet. It is so nam namakari bahuda nija sarva shaktis etadrishi tava kripa. It is the mercy of the Lord. So syat krishna nama charitadi sitapi avidya pitta upatapta rasanasya rochikanu. Beg, humbly cry out, I have no taste. Durdaivam idrisham iha janina anuraga. Cry out of disgust that in spite, my Lord, you are so merciful to this unqualified rascal, you have given such a gift, and foolish that I am, I'm still neglecting it, I'm not taking it seriously, I have no taste for it, it's a burden for me, I look at it with, you know, like, I have to finish 16 rounds. So automatically, when that kind of tears in our eyes, when we chant, thinking how fallen. Syat Krishna Nama Charita Adisita Avidya Pitta Upatapta Rasanasya Narochikan. Chi, I have noticed how unfortunate. And then, kintu adarad anudinam khalu saiva jishwa. That is the request. My Lord, I don't care how I feel, but I just want to take it seriously. Please give me shakti buddhi shakti buddhi heen ami ati deen koromore atmasat. I have no strength, I have no good intelligence. Please give me that good intelligence. Give me that strength to appreciate what you have. I mean, what I request for that good intelligence, for the strength, for that consciousness, that I may actually take this holy name seriously. And when this, when we consciously chant with this understanding that we are praising the Lord, thanksgiving, submissive and requesting, then such a prayer naturally makes us humble, naturally invokes the blessings and mercy, genuinely creates appreciation of the good fortune we have. Tremendous inner strength is given to say no, na dhanam, na janam, na sundari, to the distractions, to the temptations, to all the obstacles, to overcome it, that holy name alone. It gives everything. It gives you, it makes you humble, takes away the pride. It gives you a lot of mercy and blessings, genuine appreciation for the fortune we have, inner strength to fight, and remain focused on the goal. Mama janmani janmani ishvare bhavatad bhakti rahetu kitvai. The prayer, our prayer is what we are asking for. So therefore, if we are contemplating and properly introspecting before praying what we are praying according to scriptures, then that prayer will be actually meaningful and will provide all of these things. That's why it's called Harinam Chintamani. Some things that you need, some things that you don't even know what you need, that also is given. It gives you an exact amount what you need, which you don't know. You may not have asked, you have forgotten to ask. Or you don't know that you will need it in future. But Krishna gives it in advance. Ye rakhe ro. Nahi nahi zarur nahi. Baad mein kaam aayega. Teen din ke baad yahi maangne aayega phir se. Abhi se le le. Baad mein bhagte mat aana. Ye le. He knows exactly. He'll provide that also. You know, he will carry what we lack, and he supply what we have. If we supply what we lack, carry what we have. He does that. He's saying that this is what it means. He gives you good intelligence. So, what is a life of prayer? Just recently, a few days back, I was in Ayodhya, and from 15 kilometers from Ayodhya, I went to a place, Nandigram. This is the place where Bharat Maharaj, the younger brother of Lord Ram, stayed for 14 years. I mean, I tell you, that was the most inspiring place for me. Just seeing there. Because before I came to Krishna consciousness, I used to see Ramayana and Mahabharata a lot. Well, other things also, but this used to be somehow more attractive. Even the best things, if my mother would bring it, don't, shh, let me see now. Somehow, these two were very attractive for me. Sunday morning, Vyavasaya Atmika Buddhir, Eke Hakurna. I would drop everything, Sarva Dharma Anparityajya. Krishna saw something, I think. Bechara Prem se dekhta hai. Chalo. Bar bar dekho. So, and one thing that really was attractive to me, where I really cried, only one time I cried. Generally, I never used to cry. But one time I really cried was this Bharat Milap. Place of Ram and Bharat meeting. Really moves the heart. It is, even if you go in Chitrakoot, there is this place, Bharat Milap, where the feet of Bharat, the feet of Ram and the mothers is also there, imprint on the stone. And that person was explaining that the stones also melted, seeing the strong transcendental fight between Bharat and Ram. Both were fighting sincerely, fully, to the best of their ability, to convince, you be the king. No, you be the Chakravarti Samrat. If an ounce of this our political leaders develop, ounce of this, not even ocean of this, ounce of this. Prabhupada says, till the last breath, till they are kicked out or shot dead, till they don't go away. And they want Ramaraja. They are convinced, I am here to give Ramaraja to you. Give me the chair and I will show you Ramaraja. No. Both are pulling the chair to create Ramaraja. And look at Bharat. Bharat was actually entitled to sit. Because Dasharatha Maharaj had told. Of course, through Kagai only. Still, he had actually told. And Ram went. No question. He was entitled. So Bharat, it is described in Ramayana, when he went there, so he... information was given to him, and Vasishtha was after, immediately after Ram left, by the time Sumantra came back and told, Dasharatha Maharaj was very upset by hearing all of these things. He couldn't actually bear and remember Shravan Kumar, and then he actually gives up his body. 2-3 days, that's all. Very soon he gives up his body. Then Vasishtha said, immediately somebody has to be enthroned, because some rogues will take over and create if there is no king. So they send for Bharat. And the information is given is, they don't know what, everyone starts doubting the intention and motives of Bharat. Kya malum maa bete ne plan kya hoga? Just imagine, there's a big festival going on. Last night they have declared, Ram will be the emperor of the whole planet. Raghuvamsha, the Kshiromani. And then suddenly next day, early morning, then rumors are spreading. Malum hai, Ram ja rahe hain, Bharat baithne wala hai. Kahi ki nahi. Pure jat ke ho. Everyone started doubting him. Big, there was some, you know, what do you call that? A conspiracy. And you don't know who was involved, na? Kaikeyi is obvious. Who else was involved with Kaikeyi? Mantra, who else? Surely Bharat's. Ke ungli bhi hai isme. Everyone knew that. And that's what Vasishtha sends with a very special message. The message is, suddenly people go and come, you will say, what? You know, you will not know. So therefore, whosoever's welfare you aspire, they are all well. Second, only some service is needed which only you can do. Number three, the third message was, Lakshmi is waiting for you. Good fortune is waiting for you. Come. He said, what happened? Why are you standing? No. Just only three things they were repeating. That's all. And he came back. Before that, he was getting some very bad dreams. About Dasharatha Maharaj, you know. Climbing, right, chariot, falling into cow dung and things like that. He was very upset. Suddenly, these messengers came. And then he came. And as soon as he came, people just, you know, like, it was like a haunted, ghostly haunted city, everything. Then he came inside and everyone would suddenly turn their face, close the door on his face. He said, oh, what's wrong? What's happening? And then he went into the palace, straight to where Maharaj Dasharatha was. Dasharatha was not there. Nobody was telling him anything. Then he went to his mother's. And mother, was a big story, to cut it short, she revealed, she was so happy. And the first thing mother asked, घरवाले सब कैसे अच्छे बेटा तेरे लिए संभाल के रखा था ये ले and then she tells no before that she says where is father he said you don't know he has passed away immediately he faints he said if he's why isn't Lord Ram there why isn't he doing something about it what and then she explains this is it I said what and at that time Bharat really, really chastises. He said, what kind of a mother are you? You are actually not my mother. You are actually Chandi. You are Kali personified, come to destroy the whole universe. You call me your son, but you never understood my heart. How do you ever thought that I would accept this? Curses her. He said, I'll see that I'll never give you happiness by getting onto the throne. And then he goes to Kaushalya. Kaushalya says, I'm sure you must be very happy, my dear child, that you got what you want. And then he has to convince. He convinces, oh mother, please, please understand. My intention was not that. Please, come, immediately, let's all go. And let's bring Ram back. Then she gets somewhere. Really? You mean it? Yes. Let's Ram. I will stay in the forest for 14 years. Then she gets life back. She said, really? She's very happy. So 12 days, he stays, and 13th day, but they perform the last rites for the father. 14th day, Vashishta still doubts. Baatein to badi badi kar raha hai, wo sabhi karte hain. The next day, early morning, because 13th day after that, he is supposed to come and be the king. So he sends the Mangalavadya singers. And the king is woken up, you know, just like the Lord is woken up by playing some Mangalavadya. The whole band of musicians, they go and sing in front of the bedroom of the king to wake him up. Dasharath comes out. Bharat. And chastises him. What kind of a band party is this? Band bajaunga tum log. Get out. It's a nonsense. What kind of nonsense is this? Who is this? Why are you doing it for me? I am not the king. The throne is prepared and Vashishta guides to him. Nonsense, what are you doing? You are guru of the whole parampara. Have you ever done like this in Raghuvamsha? In this whole lineage, you have been witness to all of this. Has every time when the elder brother is there, the younger one has taken up like this? How can you, Gurudev, do this? Then Vashishta is convinced that Bharat really, otherwise we would have put him on the throne because 14 years. Then he prepares the whole city is ready to come. And then they go. And then they go and they meet Maharaj Guha. Guha, when he sees so many people, he says, Tayar ho jao. Pata nahi kis liye aa rahi hai. And then Guha asks, seeing Bharat, Bharat asks him. And then when Maharaj Guha sees his face, then he asks, then why have you come with the whole army? Why have you come with so many people? He said, because I know my brother. I know my brother is so stubborn. So dharma vraksha, he will not be convinced if I simply say, Ajana, chal chal, aajate chal. He won't come, I know. It will take the whole city, all, Vashishta, everyone together. We may be able to convince him. Otherwise, he is not a person who is going to come back. I know him. I know him very well. Guha is fully convinced. Then he shows the place. Ram lied on this grass, on the ground. And he said, yeah, I got this thing from the juice of this tree bark, and he tied a knot on his head, matted hair. Really? Immediately Bharat relinquishes his royal clothes and wears the tree bark and mats his hair. Immediately. He said, if my Lord is in that state, how can I be in front of him using this? I'm a servant. I am his servant. And then they go across. Then Bhardwaj Muni says, so now you want to destroy Ram also along with Lakshman, so that after 14 years also you want to rule. How can I tell you? And he explains the whole thing to Bhardwaj. And Bhardwaj Muni also next tests him in three different ways. Again offers him, come. And he offers him a throne. Immediately he sits next to the throne and starts the chamar to the throne. So this is Ram's position. This is not my position. And then the three mothers are there. Bharat keeps Kaikeyi in front just to convince Ram. She's convinced and she's actually now wants you back. It's not that I was just tell her. She was haunted like lady. And he, by his verbal convincing, he convinced her. And she's realizing her mistake. But by the time it's too late. So he introduces his three mothers. First she introduces Kaushalya. He says, this is the glorious mother of Lord Ram. She is emaciated now in separation from him. And this is the glorious Sumitra, the glorious mother of the two sons who are simply serving others. No one of them want any position. And he says, this third lady, this very abusive word he uses to introduce, immediately Bharadwaj is convinced. Okay, this person is really sincere. Then they go to Chitrakoot. Nearby they just they keep their horses, and he goes alone along with two others. And suddenly so many, you know, track of horses, elephants coming. So a lot of dust is raised and wild animals are running away. So Ram tells Lakshman, find out what's happening, who's coming. Immediately Lakshman climbs on the tree. And he looks, he says, brother, looks like it's a big army coming. Look at the flag and say who's. Brother, bring my weapons. I will destroy him. I will say, hey, what's happened? I just told you to report who is there. Come down. What's happened? This is Bharat. He's coming with the whole army. Annihilate. Today I single-handedly, brother, you go with Sita and keep her, protect her, and I will single-handedly destroy this whole army, including this rascal Bharat. He says, sit down, my dear. Brother, cool down. I know Bharat. I know Bharat very well. Why he's coming? And then Lakshman feels really ashamed. After Bharat comes, I mean, I'm just cutting it short. Even Ram, after understanding that his father is dead, he performs the last rites. And when they sit down coolly, then Lord Ram starts instructing Bharat about how to rule the kingdom nicely. Indirectly telling that this is the way to, next for 14 years you do this. And then there is a beautiful section of Ramayana which describes the conversation that they had. But before I came to Krishna consciousness, I would like to tell you in this particular TV serial, which made me really cry. First time in my life. And that scene, I don't know whether it is bona fide from which Ramayana, I don't know. But from Chopra Ramayana. But I like that. I like that. Very beautiful understanding. They are going on fighting and both are trying to convince, and Ram is, you know, like counteracting and counteracting. Eventually, nobody is able to decide. Ultimately, they pick up one sage, I think Vashishtha or someone. He said, you be the mediator. And we both will sit on one side. The whole Ayodhya Vasi on that side. Sita and Lakshman on this side. Both are sitting. And both agree. We will give, present our case to this person, mediator. And whatever he decides, we both will accept. Okay? Ram says, okay. Lakshman says, okay, it's okay with me. And then both start presenting their cases. Ram is speaking about dharma. Perfectly. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat. Who knows better dharma than him? Dharm ke anusar, I have to stay here. Bharat has to go. And Bharat presenting spontaneously his deep conviction that Ram is the only person. There is no question of me. Either Ram goes back or my dead body goes back. That's all. Everyone. There is no one set of eyes, pair of eyes, which is not crying tears of joy upon seeing the loving reciprocation between these two brothers. What kind of... there is a fight among Vali and Sugrivals. But that was another type of fight. I am better. He took away his wife also. Vali. Beat him up, chased him all over the universe till he went to a safe place where he couldn't enter. So having used to that culture, this is a culture shock. Except for Ayodhya Vasis. It's a new culture being established. And then both present their cases and then they say, yes, you give a decision. He says, I can't give the decision. This is too much for me. You know, my heart is melting. My rational intelligence is not working. And therefore, I will pray to Lord Mahadev. And he prays to Lord Mahadev. This is exactly as I remember from 26 years ago. He prays and Mahadev comes in his, you know, inspiration. and then he looks. And everyone is, result, you know, declaration of. The Chief Justice is going to give the final decision. And he says, I have Ram. Typical, you know, in that Mahava, Ram. I have heard your case. Bharat, I have heard your case too. And in my conclusion, the winner of this is Bharat. Everyone is dancing with joy. Says, yeah, we knew it, we knew it. He said, yes. Because in front of Prema, Dharma cannot stand. Dharma is subordinate to Prema. So therefore, Bharat, you win. Everyone, the mothers are so happy. He said, ooh, Ram is going to come. And then with the same grave face, he said, Bharat, you win. And the nature of that love is to please the beloved. So ask Ram, what pleases him and do it. He match fixing thai. So back to square one. And then Bharat says, he said, okay, we Gaya case lost. Supreme Court also lost now. Ultimately he goes, he says, my dear brother, please, that is the time Vasishtha suggests. He says, Maida, forget it. I can't go back. I decided my dead body will go back. Still, but I have understood that I simply want to please you. If this is what pleases you, he said, give me your paduka. They will rule. And I will simply be the servant to those padukas. And when he goes back, actually, and there is a Bharat Koop, there is a place where all the paraphernalia that he brought for Ram's coronation, everything he throws into the well. All the holy waters, everything is thrown in there. Chitrakoot, there is a place, Bharat Koop. He throws all of this. I'm not going to use it. I'm not going to touch this. And then he goes, but he says, to me, Ayodhya right now is like a body without a soul. Without Lord Ram, I can't enter the palace. I can't stay there. But my Lord has instructed me to be the to run the affairs of the state on his behalf. So he said, I will do that. And then, but I will stay in Nandigram. And there, I had seen in the television. But this confirmation was when I actually went there. That there is a place called Bharat, small. There are only two small. One is like a small place called Bharat Gufa. I said, Gufa? Then I went there. It's just a hole in the ground, directly there. And it is a hole in the ground, about 5-6 feet below the ground. It's like a Gufa right now, where he would sleep. And then there's another temple where the Paduka are established. And there, Bharat, the amazing part of Bharat's life for the next 14 years is he accepted the responsibilities of the position as a service, but never accepted the facilities of the position. Absolutely no facility. Anything better than Ram. Forget about equal to Ram also. Nothing equal to Ram. Because he is my master and I am his servant. How can the servant enjoy anything better than the master? This was his mood throughout. So because my dear brother is wearing these kind of clothes, I will wear the same kind of clothes. Because my brother is eating roots and fruits for the next 14 years, he ate barley soaked in cow urine for the throughout 14 years. Absolutely nothing. And because Ram was sleeping on the ground, he said, how can I sleep on the same level? Therefore, he dug a hole and he would sleep in the hole, thinking, you know, I should be sleeping below the level of his This part any one of us can do. You know, dig a hole and sleep under there. Make sure some heater is there and cooling system is there in the hole. But the consciousness part, this is a life of prayer. That you are my Lord, I am your servant. This was his consciousness for the next 14 years. He did the service to Lord Ram. Every responsibility he executed, not enjoying the facilities thereof. No doubt left, not only in Ayodhya, for the whole planet and for all time to come till today, so that no one ever suspects his intentions and his motivations. Perfectly a life of integrity and a life of alignment between his thoughts, between his words and his action. Prabhupada writes here, you know, we should be truthful and not hypocritical. Amazing. We can never even think in our wildest imagination to imitate such examples. Unparalleled and unrivaled in the history of mankind. That's why they say, bhai ho to Bharat jaisa. It's amazing. Similarly, Sita showing chastity. Unimaginable in this day and age. But still, that's our aspiration. So, 14 years he served and he told, if you don't come 1 second late and I will enter fire. That was his love. That I'm doing it just as much as necessary. That's all. The last, still Ram tests him. When he comes back after 14 years, he stays in Bhardwaj's ashram, sends Hanumanji, who is a very expert in studying face. He said, go and give this information to Lakshman, to Bharat, that I am coming. And Hanuman, carefully watch the expression on the face of Bharat. Even if there is a slight hesitation, because in the 14 years he may have become attached to ruling and he may continue, want to continue. I won't even come there. You know, he says, Ram aa gaye. Acha, kahan hai? Aye. Even a little, this may be a little obvious, even a little trace, aa gaye. Acha, toh jaldi aa gaye. Trace of it, then I won't come. But Bharat is so much concerned that this monkey will go and tell Ulta Sida and Ram will not come. He keeps him throughout the night. He doesn't allow him to go back. Because if he goes back, I don't know what he will speak. And my brother is so super, super sensitive. And he will not understand. This monkey may not understand and tell something wrong message and he will go away. Next 14 years also. He sits on. Hanuman, please tell what happened during all these years. Please keep on telling. I will tell you what Ram Katha, you tell me Ram Katha. Whole night is spent. And by the time on the horizon, you know, the Pushpaka is seen. So the lesson anyway, since it was very fresh in my mind, I was thinking, this is a life of prayer. Constant. Satatam kirtayantu mam, kirtaniya sada hari. Which means, how, when will we do it? When we actually understand our position and the Lord's position as 100% dependence on the Lord. We can't take a breath without Lord's mercy and sanction. If you are conscious, that is Krishna consciousness, to be conscious of Krishna 24 hours a day, and then every word, every thought, every action actually becomes a prayer. Then a life of prayer. Such a life becomes a life of prayer. Truly. Because everything is three things. Everything is glorifying the Lord. If you see life of Srila Prabhupada, it was a life of prayer. He may have written the prayer in Jaladut. That is the verse. But the purport of that prayer that he wrote in Jaladut is his life. That is his purport. Truly, a life of 100% glorification of Krishna and his Guru. 100% humbly thinking that I am insignificant. Whatever I have is mercy of Krishna. and only begging for more service till the last breath of his life. Till the last few days before departing, he was translating. Because his guru had ordered him, translate this message, spread it in English language. A complete life, practical of prayer. So, this can be a nice meditation for at least next 7 days. Till Saturday. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nitai Gopremanandi.